This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Dr. Arjun Makhujani to speak in Santa Fe on September 14. New Mexico's drinking water is threatened by the planned nuclear activities around the state. Through the water, New Mexico's health, environment, and future are threatened. New Mexico is currently home to two of the nation's three nuclear weapons development facilities, the nation's only nuclear weapons waste dump, and the National Enrichment Facility. Dr. Arjun Makhujani will speak about the impacts the nuclear cycle has on the environment, communities, and public health of New Mexico. Dr. Makhujani is the president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research in Tacoma Park, Maryland. He will speak at a public meeting on Thursday, September 14th, at El Museo de Cultural in Santa Fe, beginning at 6:30. The event will be free and open to the public. The Department of Energy, DOE, intends to expand nuclear weapons production at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. It issued a draft site-wide environmental impact statement, SWICE, for LANL, in which they state their assessment of the cumulative impacts from these expanded operations. DOE concludes that there will be no impact on the health or environment of New Mexico from LANL activities. Dr. Makhujani, however, disagrees. In his review of the SWICE, he has raised concerns about the amount of radioactive particles, such as plutonium, in the soil, which can ultimately impact our drinking water. Our water is threatened by DOE's plans for cleanup. One of the proposed cleanup plans consists of simply covering contaminated sites in such a way that it would be within health standards for people to work 40 hours a week in an industrial job on the site. This level of cleanup is not adequate for on-site daycare, let alone a change in land use, such as residential, recreational, or farming. Furthermore, during snowmelt and flood events, residual contamination left on sites flows to the Rio Grande. Dr. Makhujani will also address the impacts of expanded nuclear weapons production at LANL. In particular, DOE plans to expand pit production through the construction of the Chemistry and Metallurgy Replacement Building and possibly a modern pit facility. A plutonium pit is the core of a modern nuclear weapon. Although DOE only states that they will seek to quadruple the pit production capacity, when analyzing the cumulative impacts, they included the potential construction and operation of a modern pit facility, which would be capable of producing 450 plutonium pits per year at LANL. These new facilities and expanded activities will generate a large amount of waste. DOE calculated that there would not be enough disposal room at currently operating facilities for this waste. The operations proposed in the draft SWICE will also use and contaminate vast amounts of water. LANL would dump 268 million gallons of wastewater into canyons, which run to the Rio Grande. Dr. Makhujani will be speaking in Santa Fe at El Museo de Cultural beginning at 6:30 on the evening of Thursday, September 14th. The event will be free and open to the public. Please contact CCNS for more information. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.